life off your shoulder. Come and lay yourself on my skin, melting into the warmth of each other. I feel you pull me in. Ain't no shame in this surrender, letting the fire in.
Get the everyday morning. comes, we'll never know. Close your eyes and lose the feeling that's been sinking. Close your eyes and count to three. Close your eyes, rewind. I know that you've been thinking.
Area 54. Area 54. Music from the future.
Area 54.
Thank you.
Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you, featuring the Seattle sound, the new Seattle sound, the Pixie Glitch sound of Odessa. I don't know if Pixie Glitch is the Seattle sound, but Odessa definitely would be the pioneers of that genre.
If you would have told me 30 years ago that this was the new Seattle sound,
I wouldn't have believed
grunge was raging. No, I wouldn't have believed it.
I would have hoped for it.
Is coming out of Seattle.
All I knew is when grunge was going on, and I lived in Seattle. I lived in the zone for grunge. I loved electronic music even then. I would go to grunge shows, and you know, but it was for a different. It wasn't going there musically. You know, it was going there to probably get drunk and thrash. I never really recognized music. Unfortunately, Seattle didn't have a whole lot of other music going on at the time. You know, they're kind of noted for blues. In the early days. You had Robert Cray.
They had some classic rock in the 70s, so forgetting Steve Miller and
Steve
Hart.
Steve Miller, Hart, they had some classic rock, but not, it was never really defined by, they never really defined Seattle sound that way, like grunge did.
I'm sure Odessa isn't at everybody's tip of their tongue right now either. Seattle sound.
No, only on ours. The song from Odessa we played was called "Always This Late," off their album "In Return." We play a song from Chai called "Action." Roosevelt out of Germany. You'd never guess that this guy is German. He sounds Swedish to me because he's pretty melodic. Off of Polydance, played a song called "Feels Right." Cut Copy from Australia played a song called "Going Nowhere." Brought that one back from their album "Bright Like Neon Love." Still probably my favorite album of theirs, and they've come out with quite a few.
It's cool going back to their older sound too, right? Edgier.
Yep, a little edgier. Groover Mata did a song called "Thinks Twice" off of their album "Love Box," and started off the whole set with Claptone. Claptone came out with an album "Fantast," and that was chock full of good tracks. Played a song called "Bad Things" featuring Jones off of that album.
Yeah, he's been releasing some great music too. So the last two albums have been really good, I think, from Claptone.
A lot of the same sound. Like, it's a lot better mixed up. You listen to it from beginning to end, and he definitely has that kind of theme to it. But still pretty good stuff from those guys. You like that song?
The cool thing is that he has a lot of guest vocalists, so all the songs sound different, right? I mean, he has the same sound, but they're different by having guest vocalists. I think a lot of people are doing that now. Just write an album, get a bunch of guests on there.
Yeah.
Songs sound different.
It's so much easier getting people into the studio. It's so much easier. I would imagine a lot of these vocalists are just doing their vocals from their own home studio too, sharing the same program. They don't have to just fly somebody out anymore.
No, they just send them an MPT track.
Yep. Here's the beat. Give me some voice. All right, what are we going into here, Mike? We got another set coming up.
We do have another set. We got Bob Moses queued up here. Let's play that. We got a track called The Blame. Let's check it out.